I'm going to play you a piece of music. For some of you, it will be a very familiar piece of music. If you know what TV show this is the theme of, I simply want you to put your hand up. Is that okay? Yes? Okay, so here we go. See if you can... Hands up as soon as you recognize it. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chris. A lot of hands up there. Caitlin Coyd, your hand was straight up. Can you tell me what TV show that was from? It was the theme show for Friends. And you know, it's no wonder that so many of you recognise that theme song. Because in a recent survey that was on the BBC website this week, it was revealed that Friends is still the most popular TV show among young people a full 15 years after the final episode aired. And that tells me a couple of things, okay? It tells me, first of all, that it's a really funny TV show. But secondly, it tells me that friendship is something we find really important. Friendship is something we value. Friendship is something we're all looking for. So, as was already said, 2019 is the 40th anniversary of CE in Carnmoney. I'm going to be totally honest, right? Whenever I came to Carnmoney, I didn't even know what CE stood for. We didn't have CE in Ballycraigie Congregational, at least not in my time. And then I was told it stood for Christian Endeavour, and if I'm honest, I still didn't fully know what it was all about. But you know, something stood out to me in my first few months and years in this role, and that was that some of the most amazing people, both adults and really super committed young people, here about this place had this in common, that CE was a really important part of their life growing up, that CE had been foundational and important in helping them begin a relationship with Jesus and discover their gifts as leaders. And CE Ireland's website, it says this about the goal of CE. It says, the goal of CE is to train and equip today's young people to be tomorrow's church leaders. And that's really, really cool, isn't it? CE exists to work with all you guys to help you figure out the gifts that God has given you so that you can use those gifts to help the church as the church works with Christ to change our world. But what on earth has this got to do with friendship? Well, first of all, I was told that our theme for this morning was friendship, but it's much, much more than that. Okay, let's look at the Bible passage that Ben read. Jesus says this in part of that passage, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. These are words that Jesus spoke to his disciples during the Last Supper. And Jesus tells them that they are to go and bear fruit. Now, Jesus isn't telling the disciples that he wants them to go out and get some seeds and plant orchards and grow apples and pears. That would be really silly. What Jesus is really saying to the disciples is that after he returns to his Father in heaven, it is their job to lead the movement that he started. They are to go on carrying on the good work that Jesus began. And you can see something really, a really close connection between that command of Jesus and the aim of CE. But when we listen closely to what Jesus says to the disciples, we see that their ability to bear fruit is connected to something really important. First of all, they are chosen. You see, Jesus has hand-picked them for this special work. And secondly, or thirdly, Jesus calls them his friends. You see, the disciples aren't ordinary servants sent out by their master to do a job. They are personal friends of Jesus who do the work because they love him and know that he loves them too. And that love makes them strong. You see, our usefulness to God and the power of the church begins when we accept that we are chosen and called by Jesus to become his friends. And our usefulness for God increases as our friendship with him grows. I got the the guys for pre-juniors and juniors last week to tell me what things they thought made a good friend and what things they thought made a bad friend. And it's really interesting. So first of all, bad friends. A bad friend is someone who leaves you out. A bad friend is someone who lies. A bad friend is someone who will whisper behind your back. A bad friend will read your diary. Don't know if you've had personal experience with that, but it's hurtful. It's hurtful when it happens. A bad friend doesn't invite you to the party. A bad friend will bribe you. A bad friend will tell your secrets. A bad friend tells on you all the time. A bad friend doesn't play with you. But a good friend is kind. A good friend will stick up for you. A good friend doesn't leave you behind. A good friend is someone who cares about you. A good friend plays hide and seek in the Xbox with you. A good friend is truthful. A good friend, when you're lonely, gives good company. I love this. She will always be my friend, even if we don't see each other all the time. A good friend looks after me. You can rely on them. And a good friend is always there for you. And what I found really interesting was that so many of the qualities of a good friend you guys identified have to do with togetherness. A good friend is always there for you. A good friend sticks up for you no matter what. A good friend will never leave you behind. Earlier in the service, the guy sang a song called Nothing Is Impossible. And I love the words to this song. The chorus says, through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. And that's so encouraging to know that God will give us the strength to basically do anything. It comes from Philippians 4:13. It's a really amazing truth from the Bible. But I love the bridge of this song even more because it says this. Deep down, I know that you're here with me, and I know that you can do anything. And this is the secret to doing the impossible things. It's knowing that God is with us all the time. And here's the thing. When you know that God is with you all the time, every moment of every day, every step of every journey you take, that he never stops loving you, even when things are really dark and scary, that he never lets go of you, even when there's storms raging all around you. When you understand that, you will find special power to live in a way that pleases God and changes the world. So CE exists to help young people begin and grow a friendship with God in loads of different ways. Simply by hanging out with them and listening to them and loving them on Friday nights. By teaching them what prayer is and how to pray in ways that are real and relevant for them. By equipping them at different ages to understand and read and live out the truths of the Bible. And as they grow in confidence in their friendship with God, the church is strengthened to share Jesus with the world. And I think that is really, really epic and something we should celebrate as a church. But maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, yeah, this all sounds good. I understand from my own life how important friendship is, and I know what things make a good friend and what things make a bad friend. But a friendship with God, the whole idea seems a little bit weird to me, if I'm being honest. And it seems so unlikely because God is invisible, God is big, God is a powerful creator. God is holy. All those things are true. And even if it were possible for God to have a friendship like I have with my human friends, why on earth would God be bothered with the likes of me? It's an unlikely friendship. Does anyone want to see a video about an unlikely friendship, a super cute video? Yes, they do. So there's subtitles in this, so maybe your parents or leaders can explain the story, but there's cute pictures of lions all the same. So this is it. Okay. See, guys, friendship is far easier to talk about. It's far easier to claim that you're someone's friend than it is to prove that friendship. And in the video, the friendship between Christian the Lion and his owners was proved by the fact that he recognized them and showed them affection, even when experts said it was impossible. Look at what Jesus says. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You see, Jesus was God in the flesh. Jesus was God come close to us. And Jesus came to show us the heart of God through his actions and words. And that's what we're thinking about in church at the minute. That's why the word revelation is written behind me in big letters on that board. And Jesus proved the quality of his friendship for us on the cross. On the cross, Jesus faced down the sin that separates us from God. On the cross, God came close to us in a way that is unimaginable. On the cross, Jesus dealt with all the impossible barriers that should separate us from ever having a friendship with God. The cross proves that God is interested in us. The cross proves that Jesus wants to begin and grow a friendship with every single one of us. A great movie about friendship is Toy Story. In Toy Story, Andy says this about Woody. The thing that makes Woody special is he'll never give up on you, ever. He'll be there for you, no matter what. You know, I remember at primary school, it was so easy to make friends with people. You just needed to have something in common. It was like, you love WWF wrestling, let's be friends. What, The Rock's your favorite wrestler, let's be best friends forever, right? But it was just as easy to wreck a friendship. You don't like The Rock anymore, I'm never talking to you ever again. Friendship was easy to make and easy to break, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus to begin his friendship with us. It cost him absolutely everything. But the other side of that is when we accept the invitation to become his friend, the bond that is made is unbreakable. He'll never give up on you, ever. He'll be there for you, no matter what. See, he exists to help all these amazing kids and young people in front of me begin and grow a friendship with God. And the church gets stronger as those friendships grow. And we want to celebrate and encourage them this morning, especially in their 40th year. But there's a question for all of us here. Are you willing to believe that God is interested in your life? Not in some very general way, but in the most personal way possible. Are you willing to accept that God loves you? And accepting that, are you willing to begin a journey with him that could change the course of your life forever? The band are going to come up behind me. We're going to collect an offering. But just as they come up, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray for two very specific things. I'm going to pray for the work of CE as it continues in the life of our church. And I'm going to pray for all of us here that God would give us the courage, if we need it, to begin a friendship with him. Okay. Or that if we've neglected that friendship, that God would give us the grace to prioritize it again in our life. Because it's the most important thing. It seems so simple, but it's the most profound and incredible truth in the universe, that God would want to have a friendship with the likes of us. Let's pray.